Today, we're going to talk about what nobody really tells you when a patient starts a GLP-1. If you're starting a GLP-1 or been on a GLP-1, this may sound familiar with you. If you have friends who are on a GLP-1, which is probably most of you, you may wonder what happened to them. This isn't going to be about things to avoid. It's not going to be about protein targets. We're not going to talk about macros, but we're going to talk about changes that occur and what you actually eat. Because something strange happens, and if you don't expect it, it can feel confusing at first. Because as a GLP-1 user, you don't just eat less, you start wanting different things. And foods that I used to reach for without thinking about it, many of them lost their appeal, while other foods, simpler foods, better foods, more flavorful foods, began to matter more than they did before. Now, if I tried to eat the way I used to, I'd feel it, not in a dramatic way, not an uncomfortable way necessarily, but just enough to realize that something has changed. And the change isn't about restriction. It is about awareness. Today, on Fork You, we are going to make sense of the madness of eating while on a GLP-1. I am your chief medical explanationist and GLP-1 user, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is Fork You, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Before I started on a GLP-1, I didn't really eat food. Most of the time, I simply managed it. The vast majority of the time, I ate quickly, ask anybody who ate with me. I ate for volume, and I ate to feel full because fullness was an undefined goal. Flavor was a goal if I was relaxed on a vacation, eating at a great restaurant. And if something tasted good, otherwise that was a bonus, but it wasn't the point. Because most of the time the point was to quiet something, whether that was hunger, habit, or that constant background voice that said just a little more would make things better. So that meant protein bars that weren't very good but were convenient, meals were finished before they were experienced, and portions that made sense in the moment, but really didn't reflect what I needed, calorie or nutritionally wise. And I never thought about it, because that was my normal. Now, GLP-1 changes the signal. You may not think it's dramatic, but I noticed it from the start, because I started paying attention. I noticed that I felt full a little sooner. I noticed, and so did everybody around me, that I slowed down my eating, and I was pausing, and I was talking. And I was actually taking breaths between bites. Because once you pause, you start noticing things. And once you start noticing food, you start choosing it. And then I began to choose foods I wouldn't ever have chosen before. Not Brussels sprouts. I have not gone crazy. So lunch is kind of where it shows up the most, because many days I keep it simple because simple works. I'll take some chicken breast, and I kind of like frozen cooked chicken breast. Tyson Food makes them. They don't pay me. They don't give me product, blah, blah, blah. I heat it up in the microwave in the morning, add a little bit of Louisiana hot sauce, put it in my little tin box, put it in my lunch box, which I wish had a Farmer Brown on it. And it's not something that would impress anyone, but it tastes good enough, and it does what it needs to do. I'm on the road a lot, eating some quick chicken that's already pre-cooked. It's delicious. At the same time in the morning, I also cut up a couple of apples, usually two, and I also rinse some seedless grapes. So instead of sitting down to a formal lunch, I'm often in the car, and I'll kind of graze through it between late morning and early afternoon because that's how my appetite is matched. And I also get to eat it as I'm driving the car because sometimes I get a little tired and chewing keeps me awake. Other days, things change because life isn't rigid. And I might grab a triple-decker club sandwich from Pete's. But the difference now is not what I order, but how much I eat. Because before the GLP-1, I would have finished it without thinking. And now I'll eat one or two parts of it and save the rest for later. And actually, to be honest about it, the afternoon my son comes home and he finds it in the refrigerator and he downs it before he can think about it because 15-year-olds have an appetite that doesn't quit. If I go out to lunch, I keep it simple. One taco, maybe two, is enough, and I avoid fried fish, not because I'm trying to be virtuous, but because sometimes fried food doesn't sit well. My body tells me that, and trust me, you'll listen. But grilled fish or ceviche-styled fish on the taco is something I actually enjoy because the flavor comes through without the weight. Same goes for burgers, because if I have a slider, I'll have one, not two. And if it's full burger, I might split it to the point where I just don't eat the full thing and I don't think about it because I don't need to. And that's freedom. I still like things that are simple. Tuna is a good example, especially my favorite is something called Oregon's Choice. Now, it's far too expensive for most people to think about. It's expensive per can because you see real fillets in the can. I'll mix it with some Greek yogurt, relish, lemon, salt, pepper, touch of Dijon. Sometimes I'll put it on bread, sometimes I won't, because it's just as good in a bowl or a couple of crackers. But I really like Oregon's Choice tuna.
Producer Evo jumping in to say, he wasn't paid to say that either. He just likes that tuna. Whatever.
Fruit comes and goes with the season. Nectarines or griddle have those. If they're not, I don't force it, because that's another change. You don't force things the way you used to. Many days, I just like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on whole wheat because it's easy, it's familiar, it's enjoyable, and peanut butter is a legume, so I make my Mediterranean points there, and whole wheat is whole wheat, and I make those Mediterranean points, and I kind of still like making points. Drinking is something I consciously think about because I know my desire to drink liquids is less because of the GLP-1, that most of the food that I used to consume had a lot of hydration in it. That's where a lot of the water came from. Almost every day, I'll put a couple of iced tea bags into cold water in a ceramic pitcher, leave it in the refrigerator overnight. The next day, I have something that has flavor, a bit of caffeine, and it keeps me hydrated. Whether it's my favorite Jing tea from Darjeeling or Yorkshire Gold, whatever's around, I really enjoy iced tea. And that small habit makes a difference because hydration isn't a passive act. It's something I'm conscious about.
But apparently less conscious about not mentioning brand names that you're not being paid for, Terry. Don't worry, I'll keep you from getting sued.
Dinner for me is where it becomes fun because dinner is what I like to make. For example, I have salmon a couple times a week. I like salmon baked or air fried because it's reproducible. And I also love halibut, especially if it's in season. And living in California, I mean, there is always good produce. So salads actually taste like something, especially if you have a little avocado, which comes right from the yard here. Pasta shows up as well, and I typically use whole wheat. And the red sauce is where I like to experiment because, you know, I don't like vegetables that much. But what I'll do is this. I'll take a baking tray. I'll roast carrots, parsnips, celery. Then once they're nicely roasted, I will blend them into a red sauce that gives me something richer and more interesting, but I've added a ton of vegetables and all of those great ingredients, and I don't have to taste them. I love green beans. Not only are they a legume, but I have this mustard sauce, which you can find my recipe for on terrysimpson.com. It works. A couple of nights a week, I use something called Blue Apron. No, they don't pay me, sponsor me. I've used them for over 10 years now. Not because I need it, but because it induces a variety of different foods that I can choose and that I like and that I can make. And I always learn a new technique or two a month and learn a new dish that I like. So I still track what I eat, by the way. I use Noom. I log every day, whether I'm at home or out, because awareness still matters, even when the biology is no longer working against me. And going out to eat is better now. I love sushi because it's clean. It's precise. Sometimes I'll split a steak with a friend. And what used to feel like restraint now feels like it's enough. Dessert is not something I feel guilty about, whether it's an ice cream bar, whether it's something at the restaurant. But I've noticed something. When I'm getting close, like within 24, 48 hours of my next shot, I am more likely to have dessert. And that tells you something. Because it's not about restriction, it's about noticing something. So what's changed for me is simple, but it's not small. I go for flavor instead of volume. I take my time tasting instead of stuffing food in. I enjoy refining my palate instead of just eating somewhere because it's on someone's list, and I'm glad I no longer really eat at hospital cafeterias. Food isn't the enemy, it never was, and sometimes I'm just not interested in dinner. If I've had a larger lunch, I might just have a shake. Not because I'm restricting, but because I don't need more. So I want you to think about this. On a GLP-1, people will eat differently and people around them will notice. It's not a set of rules, it's not a perfection, but it is about eating in a way that matches how your body now works. Before, I was filling my mouth without thinking, swallowing before experiencing, and now I taste. And once you start eating that way, it's really hard to go back. Please check the blog associated with this at yourdoctorsorders.com and forhugh.com and my Substack at drsimpson.com. This was written and researched for me by Dr. Terry Simpson. While I am a board-certified physician, I'm not your physician. And if you're going to change your diet, then please check in with your board-certified physician and a registered dietitian, not a chiropractor and not a functional medicine, who are basically witch doctors, in my opinion. And if you're considering starting a GLP-1 journey, please find a board-certified obesity specialist. They have the experience and can guide you through this process far better than most. All things audio were done by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god, Mr. Evo Terra. Producer Girl Productions make me sound far more interesting than I am. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo, have you noticed your tastes have changed since you're on this GLP-1 journey? That you're taking more time and a little bit more refined? Well, talking about you and refined with the same sentence, I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right. Game recognized game. Just don't forget who it is that makes you sound good or not.